on page 19, it's written on top, 19, or on the bottom, Yugimel of Shiat Tzadik. Hasagas on the left side, Hasagas at Tzadik and Vedushas Yisrael. Pnimis Kedushas Nishmasa. We're learning about how the sugya of Ahavas Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, and Chassidus took on a different form. It's seen as a chelik of the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisrael. It's not just not that there's chalila anything wrong. Halavai, we should be zeichet to keep things on the simplest level. But it's not just a matter of the mitzvahs benam lechaveiro and ma hu afata. It's a hakara of the chelik elokamimal of the nishmas Yisrael of the bari olam that is contained within each and every Jew. It's a different mahalach. It's a different understanding of what a Jew is, and therefore it's a chelik of ahavas Hashem. So how the tzaddikim looked at a Jew. We're going to be doing quickly. We'll do this only a few more weeks, and we're going to go mitzvah to learn a sefer. But it's important. But tzaddikim on the left side, but tzaddikim hisigu harbe hasagas gedolos va'amukas b'kedushas nishmas Yisrael. It was a sugya to learn, to understand what's a yid, what's nishmas Yisrael, and the tzaddikim had tremendous hasagas in what's a nishmas Yisrael. What is a Jew? How a person himself, you and I, we don't recognize the Kedusha within ourselves. So all the stories he's going to give, some famous examples right now from the B'ditshu that we all know, to explain a little bit the stories that we have from the Tzaddikim, how they saw Jews. We're not masik this about ourselves. It says by Mordechai, V'yayimin es hadasa, he has to. The oimen is hadasa. Oimen is a lashon, of course, to raise, to nurture. The oimen is hadasa, like an omenis. The oimen is hadasa, he esther. But Rabbi Nachman, other tzaddikim learned that oimen is lashon of amuna. The oimen is hadasa, he esther. A tzaddik has amuna in the hadasa, he esther. The Hadassah means the Kedusha of Nishmas Yisrael, he Esther. What does it mean, he Esther? What does that mean? Which is Musteris, which is hidden, which is not seen, and other people don't see this. But the Tzaddik is Vihi Oymen is Hadassah. The Tzaddik has Amunah. Has Amunah, Vihi Oymen is Hadassah. The Hadassah means that Kedusha, like the Hadass, the smell of the Hadass. Vihi Oymen is Hadassah, he Esther. The rest of the world doesn't see that. The rest of the world doesn't see that. The oimen is hadasi, he asks, but the tzaddik sees that. The tzaddik has a moon in that. I mean, Achman explains that mikoyach, that amunah that the tzaddik has, he's able to draw out what is nister, what is hidden inside of the Jew. He's able to get that hadasa out of the esther. That's the meaning of a tzaddik. He's able to get the hadasa out of the esther.
One has to be a great tzaddik in order to understand this properly.
But tzaddikim sha'ovdu v'siyagu b'nyin zehim zochel ha'sagas eilu, only great tzaddikim that worked very hard in the sugya of Kedush Yisrael were able to be masik, what's a Jew? For you come at tzaddikim she'sigos as by fenari v'nifl, of course we know there are tzaddikim that were masik this in the most amazing way. V'ahulam ha'sagas neiroz ke'elu b'nyin that we don't even know how to explain. We read some stories, we see these stories, we don't even know how to explain the stories. When Mashiach comes, they'll be able to explain some of these stories. L'moshel, Reb David Lelever. The Indian of Reb David Lelever was that Tzaddikim said that when Mashiach will come, we'll see there's such a thing as Mesechus Reb David Lelever. Mesechta is a Meseches. There's a Meseches Bava Kama, Meseches Chulin, and there's a Mesechta of Dovah Lelevi. The Tzaddikim said this. A Mesechta from Dovah Lelevi. Mitzchayz has said such a lashon.
means we're not masik this. You see, Abdav Elalva, everything, the way he was with Jews, and the way he understood Jews, and how he behaved, and how he was makarev people, it's a sugya, it's a very, very deep sugya. A mesechta has a Rashi, a Tosis, the Rishonim, the Achronim, a mesechta from Abdav Elalva. We don't understand. The same way that there are some tzaddikim, that there are tzaddikim that they reach tremendous levels in ahavas Hashem, in love of Hashem. Ulevavam boyer ba'ahavas Hashem, and their hearts are on fire with ahavas Hashem. Mishenu b'dregazu, and yochol lohoven is ha'asogu shalem ba'ahavas Hashem. People are not on that level, can't understand. What's he getting so excited about? The kid understand that this person's heart is mamish completely, completely taken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is something that was very strong, that was mezgalin that tzaddikim who went on the way of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Ahavas Yisrael. Ludugma, for example. Everybody likes to hear stories about how the Bedichva was Mlamet Schus. The Bedichva is so good in every Jew and everything that happened to Jews. He was always Mlamet Schus. Shadibur of Akadoshim, Mechayim, or Mechamim as Alev. All of the holy words of the Bedichva warm the heart, give chias to the heart. When we hear these stories, we read these stories. One of the most famous stories is Shemesapim. Sharava Kodesh Maditcher Vopam Eze Balagola Shemlubish Batalsot Film. It happened, the way they tell the story is that there was a Yid that was davening, he was in Shul, and he wanted to get a little bit of a head start on the day's work. Everybody knows the story. So this Yid with the talus over his head, with the tefillin on, he went outside and he starts to grease the wheels, the axle of the wagon. He starts to smear the grease on the wagon, on the wheels. So they went and told Kedushas Levi. They went and they told the Rebbe that Yankel's outside with the talus and tefillin. He's greasing the wheels. He davens, he's mumbling the words, and he's going outside, and he's saying, you know, Uvolitzion Goyal, and he's smearing this thing while he's davening. He's mumbling the words of davening. So everybody knows what happened. So the Baditcher went outside, and the Baruch, so he was excited to see such a thing, and the Baditcher went outside, and everybody thought that he's going to get him a Shabayach, this Yid. Baruch says, Nen HaRav HaKadosh Baditcher, HaOmar Rabbeinu Shalom, Re'eina Eiza Am Kodesh Yesh Lecha. He said, Rabbeinu Shalom, look what a holy nation that you have. Shafilo be'emtza sheyehudi zeh osig b'mashiach hazagolosai. That here you see what a Yid, that even though he's busy, even though he's so busy, he's greasing the wheels of his agol, of his wagon, in the shechech m'cha, he can't stop davening to you, he can't stop talking to you. He doesn't forget you. He thinks about you even when he's busy with his wagon. V'ayma hoyd l'ashem kiru v'shmoy, whatever he's done. He's singing out hoyd l'ashem kiru v'shmoy while he's doing the wagon. No, it's a famous story. There are many like this from the Bedichva, stories like this. There was a Yid that he saw that smoking on Shabbos, and they went to tell on this Yid, and the Bedichva went over to him and he said, Mistami, you forgot that today is Shabbos. He says, well, I know it's Shabbos today. He says, probably you forgot that you're not allowed to smoke on Shabbos. He said, I don't know that. Of course I know you're not allowed to smoke on Shabbos. So the Baditcher said, Rabbi Shalom, where do you have such a person? Where do you have such a person like this that even though it's embarrassing for him that the Rebbe is asking him, and he can't say something that's not true. Look, a Yid can't say something that's not true. So when we hear stories like this, everybody who hears these stories, you smile a little bit. You have a smile. Umaftirim bespilus, and everybody who hears this is nispol. Al koyach haham lotzer shalai rava kodesh from Baditchiv shul nizgav moed that the Baditchiv had such a koyach, he had such a thing to say good things about Jews. And a person hears this, and we're all very, very moved by it, and we enjoy these stories of Vidicha. Next page. Aber be'emes, uvdudzu tzvicha bir. When you have a ma'aser from a tzaddik, you need to try to understand the ma'aser. Chabad, they have a lashon and they say uvachein. When you hear a story from a tzaddik, you don't just finish the story and walk away and smile. Uvachein. So what's the tachlis? It's an uvda from a tzaddik. Uvachein. Be'emes uvda zu tzvicha bir. First thing is that you have to, everybody has to know. The Baditshva, Tzadikim like the Baditshva, didn't say Stam Verdlach. Cute things. They weren't trying to say cute things. The Maskilim loved to, there were some Maskilim that liked to say over Hasidic stories. There was a famous philosopher that he liked to write Bubba Mises. And some of them were true, some of them were not true, but he found them to be very charming and very interesting and inspiring. But to these people, what the tzaddikim said, it's not a mesechta from Rabbi Dovid Lelev. It's not a mesechta from Rabbi Lev Yitzchak from Baditshva. So first thing we have to know is that Baditshva didn't say stampi tumi mili, medivrei tzochus v'halotze ba'alma, sharp or interesting l'shoynes or nice l'shoynes, acute l'shoynes. That wasn't the Baditshva. That's not who we're talking about. Ela shahoylo la'arava kodeshim Baditshva kan eza hasoge el yoyne. When the Baditshva said that, look, you and I could say stuff like that too. But when the Baditshva said it, it was a pshat that he had in a Jew. It wasn't because it was a nice thing to say. It wasn't because he wanted Stam to be milam eschus an a yid. It was a hasag elyoni that he had, what a Jew is. We could talk a certain way, but we don't have that hasag in who this person is. And if that person would annoy you or upset you, you'd say, go take your grease and put it over your head. It's a different hasag of a Jew. It's a hasag elyoni of a Jew. If a person has a hasoga like that, he could say these words. When a person doesn't say such a thing, or if he says it's tam, because it's nice to say, he doesn't have the hasoga that the Baditshva had. What is this Jew? What is a Jew? We're small people. We don't understand the emes that the Baditshva was talking about. So, what is that? Here we have a little balagola, a little wagon driver, that's stuck in this miserable world that's called the world of Asiya, Shabasiya, the lowest of all worlds. And he's tarred b'chol tir this oilam hasiya, and he's tarred, he's nervous and worried about trying to get a head start on the day to make a couple of dollars. Mikomokom yeshlo tmimus pshuta kazoi, still a Jew has such a simple tmimus. Shumargish atzmei karva haimish, or haimish, however you like to say it, imakadosh baruch hu. But he feels that he has such a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he feels so haimish with Hashem. It feels so comfortable with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shiyochel adabri lov kedabri ishel re'eyu. That he was able to speak, this simple Jew was able to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu kedabri ishel re'eyu, the way that one would speak to a friend. To a dear friend. Now the Baditshva was not suggesting that a person goes with a cheshbon and he goes outside and starts working on his wagon with his talis and tefillin. It was a spontaneous thing that this Jew did. And it doesn't mean he did that every day. But when the Baditshva saw this, he saw a gilui of Nishmas Yisrael, a gilui, a revelation of the essence of a Jew. Even though the Chaya you could say, not like the Baditshva, you could say the guy's not thinking at all what he's doing. He's not thinking about it at all. Ein cheshev klal mashu oise. He's not thinking that I'm hamish with Hashem and I could talk to him even while I'm waxing, greasing the wheels, I could still have a conversation with him. He's not thinking, so you could say that he's not thinking about that.
But the Baditch was saying is that
in the depths, at the core of who this person is, of what a Jew is,
umitachas lahakerosai, hayzebom imashu margish kesher karav haheimishkeit demakadosh baruch.
It's coming from a place of heimishkeit, of warmth, of closeness, of familiarity, of friendship with a kadosh baruch. Of course, there are gedarim and halacha. The Baditch was a goyin olam, as you know, and he is not advocating inappropriate behavior during that.
This wagon driver knows that he's talking to his father.
And the father is not so makpid. If I continue to talk, you'll excuse me while I'm doing a little bit of work. And his father is not going to be so makpid. This, of course, this story and this explanation would get halachists very, very upset. Understand? They didn't like these stories at all. Yes. Yeah.
You can either approach it from Dalakasur or like the Etzem, a Jew, no matter what they're doing, has this.
It transcends the dinim, the halachas of being Dalakasur. Because there are gedarim in that halacha of Kavskus about when a person is chayv to be Dalakasur, under what circumstances one is not chayv to be Dalakasur. But we see that the militzim of the Baditshva, of the Moshe Lapsas, of the Tzaddikim, that it was beyond anything that's required. In halacha of even being down the kavshus. It was even if you had a person that's a Rosh Marusha, like the Baditshva was Nispol from the Ganif and Baditshva. It's a famous story also. That he's Nispol, and he's caught stealing. And the Baditshva said to him, Yankel, what are you doing this? You steal every time they put you in jail. And the Baditshva had just been trying to collect a lot of tzedakah because there was an emergency in town and he couldn't collect anything. And he gave up on it. He said, I can't do it. And then the Ganav was being taken over and the Baditshva said to him, Yankel, what do you see that every time that they catch you and they throw you in jail? So the Ganav says, Rebbe, this time they caught me, but next time they're not going to get me. Next time a person can't be Messiah, he said. Person can't give up. If they caught me this time, the police, next time they won't catch me. So Baditshva says, Hamuri de Kamadrega, that a Yid has such a thing. So we'd say, keep the guy locked in jail. He's crazy. That's a Balmadrega. He's not saying that. The guy's a Ganav. And the Rebbe's upset that he's a Ganav. The Rebbe's saying, there's no mitzvah to be done. This guy, Lekavskus, this guy's a habitual thief, and he's been over and over, he's proved himself to be a thief. And even according to the halachas of being done, Lekavskus, there's no mitzvah to judge this guy, Lekavskus. So we move into the next thing, let's say, in halachas of being done, Lekavskus, to say, well, you know, he came from a broken home. His father was a Ganav, his Zayde was a Ganav, you know. So he's also a Ganav. So that's already another level of being done, Lekavskus. But by the Baditshva, he didn't have to go to the Zayde and to the El Tzaydi, you know, he didn't have to go all the way back to that they're all a bunch of horse thieves or something. He didn't have to do that. He's be'etzem, the Yid is a Kaddish. And he's not Messiah. This is his malacha. It's not, but he fell into such a malacha. How did that happen? That could be from the father and the grandfather, that he's in such a malacha. But look at this guy. In his Indian in the world, he's saying that a Jew always has hope. That a Jew's not Messiah. And here, I'm the Rav of Baditshev, and there's somebody that I have to save from jail, and I went to a few houses, and they shut the door on me, they don't have money, and I'm already Messiah. And therefore, in the depths of who he is, again, it's not right what he's doing, but in the depths of who this person is, he feels close enough to Kadosh Baruch Hu to be able to continue having a conversation with him, bli kavana, without kavana. Mishabezehu yoytzi de chayvas tefila l'kadosh baruch hu. At least I said the words. This is the pshat that the Baditshva learned in the Nishmas Yisrael. The oimik that he saw in the Nishmas Yisrael. Even though you'd ask the Baal Gol would say, I wasn't thinking about the Kavan of Tefillah. I was saying the words, Harid Lashem Kirubishma, I wasn't thinking what the words mean at all. But the fact is that he wanted to say those words. The fact is he wanted to say those words. It's a pshat in Nishmas Yisrael. Sometimes you see a bacha that he comes to shul and he sits there and he doesn't know anything. He looks at the machine. But sof kol sof, he wants to come to shul. So you could say, we would say, sure, he wants to be comes to shul because it's a social thing, or he has to impress somebody, or his father wants, whatever it is. But the Baditshva didn't look at things that way. He saw the oimek, even though the person himself would say, no, that's not what I was thinking. Who maven v'yadesh ezel kedusha neirov in his gov. The Baditshva understood. He understood that the kedusha of Yisrael is neirov in his gov. Vein zu ela edus nemona al nakuda sakedusha sheish b'kol odem Yisrael. And the fact that this guy is still davening while he's doing this with the wagon is edus. It bears testimony that there exists within a Jew a nakuda of kedusha that he can't tear himself away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't want to just skip haidu. He's not going to skip haidu. He's not going to skip uvalet zion. He's not going to skip. Yeah.
Is your mother saying we can't? Are we able to look at Jews this way? Now we hear this Torah. Are we able to say, like, let's have an avoda?
We could say, is it an avoda? It's hard for us to believe, and usually it's easy to see within ourselves. Like I said before, that same person would do something against you. You know, like you could lamas chus when one Jew does something to another Jew, and you try to be somebody that makes shalom, and you lamas chus, but they tell you, but he stole it from you also, by the way. He stole your money too. So then you'll see, if you see that it's not the same hakar of Kedushas Yisrael, it means you're not the Baditshva. Is it an avoid? Of course it's an avoid. Of course it's an avoid. We can start with our wives, with our own kids. The Torah says, V'haft l'racha kamoicha. Those are the hardest people to love. The ones that you're closest to. V'haft l'racha kamoicha. It doesn't say V'haft l'Yisrael. It says V'haft l'racha. In the people you're close to. You have people that they could love everybody in the world, and they could be Mlam Eschus and everybody in the world. And they could talk like Rabbi Levine and the Baditshva, all these tzaddikim, Rabbi Yishlov, they could talk like that, but when it comes to their own wife and kids, it's the Midas Adin. So certainly it's an avoda, but the avoda should begin with those who one's closest to. That's where one begins this kind of an avoda. It's not much of an avoda with people who are outside of your Dalai Lamas. What's the avoda? Mamas chus. You're a teacher. You give a kid a test and he fails the test. He mamas chus. The bamas. He really meant to do better. And you give him an 85. Let's see how you are when your kid or when your wife failed the test. It's a different. But if we had a hasoga like this of a nishmas Yisrael, it's not a game. Va'agam shem roitze echad lova v'litoin. Now somebody could come and say, Yochel uloyma shebemes ein ze klum. Say the whole thing is ridiculous. Ki adam aposhet ez ein yedei ba'atzmai mashu hoise. Because this simple wagon driver himself is not paying attention. He just does things by rote. He's not thinking about God. He's not thinking about anything. He's just going along with the ritual. The only reason he has his tiles and tefillin and he's saying the words is because that's how he was raised. And he was set on that course by his parents, by his rebellion and so on, and he davens. And anybody who was raised that way would do that also. V'afilu goy, ashe yischanach kein la'avodas elilim, and you can go a step further. Even if it's someone who's not Jewish. And he was raised to speak to his idols. To daven to his idols. La'avdil. Gam ken yisnai kach machmas ahergel. He would also walk around making a Hail Mary and doing his wagons thing. So he'd do the same thing, la'avdil. In other words, it's a hergel. It's just a habit. It's a habit. The davening is a habit. The thousand tefillin is a habit. The kate said, "Royim anukan es kedushos ha'pnimis shel ha'adam Yisrael." How could you see here or to prove here? What kind of an edus is this to the kedusha ha'pnimis of an adam Yisrael, to the inner holiness of a Jew? So the answer is, okay, you're right. You're not the Bedichah. And a Chinami. Hine hein emes, shekein nir lamaris ayin ha'odam, v'ilam hazeh. Okay. That's the way, that's your pshat in the Jew. And that's the way it looks. V'chein mefarish ha-seichel ha-gashmi sadar. And the seichel ha-gashmi, not the seichel ha-eloki. The seichel ha-gashmi. And so the physical seichel interprets the act of that balagol of the wagon driver. The seichel ha-gashmi. You could say anybody that was raised like that, even someone that's not Jewish. And you might want to bring a raya like that and to find some guy somewhere that does a similar thing. There are many things in life that you could explain, you could interpret either physically or spiritually. You could look at it in one way or the other. It says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Parashas Balak, Lehibit Oven B'Yakov, Leroh Omal B'Yisrael, Lehibit Oven B'Yakov. If the Baruch Shalom looks at us the way the Baditchev looks at us, that doesn't mean that there isn't a Midas Adin. And by the way, it doesn't mean that the Baditchev didn't at times use the Midas Adin either. But it says in Torah, Lehibit Oven B'Yakov. Lehibit Oven B'Yakov. One can look at something ba'ayin gashmi, b'seichel gashmi, and ba'ayin ruchni, b'seichel ruchni. V'ahezbra al pi ruchnius, hu ahezbra ha'amiti. In other words, if you would find a person who's an idol worshipper, and he seems to be behaving in a similar way, if you would try to interpret that in a deeply spiritual way, ki'ilu, there's an nefesh elokis, you'd be making a mistake. You'd be making a mistake. Because it's not an inyan ruchni. There is some spiritual quality to it. But that's not the pshat. That's not the pshat. But the Baditshva, when he looked at this Jew, he understood the Hezber Ha'amiti. The Hezber Ha'amiti. And you could argue with that. That's fine. But the Baditshva saw the Oimek, the Hezber Ha'amiti. Ha'amiti. I might have mentioned this once. I remember, you know, we grew up here in America. We used to listen a lot to Simon and Garfunkel. I don't know if you heard of them, right? So that was a big Indian by us. And I remember somebody was interviewing Paul Simon. He was a great poet and songwriter, and they were interviewing Paul Simon on the radio. And there was this young student of literature from some university, some professor, I don't know what, and he was interviewing Paul Simon, and he was talking to him about one of his poems, and he was one of his songs. And the guy went on for like 15 minutes with a whole pshat in Paul Simon's song. And Paul Simon was quiet, and the guy's going on like with a whole drasha, what it means, whole thing. And he was finished, so Paul Simon said, "Wow, that's pretty good. The truth is, I was really just talking about my girlfriend." So he said, "I was just talking about my girlfriend. That was pretty nice. That was nice, but I was just talking about my girlfriend." The guy that was interviewing him had a nice pshat, but it wasn't the pshat amiti. You understand? He was looking at Paul Simon's poem, or his song, in a ruchnis dike way. And Paul Simon was honest enough to say, I was a magushim dike inyan. It's magushim. It's only a marshal, of course, a marshalist. But the pshat ha'amiti, a hezber ha'amiti. I once got into such big trouble when I was here. Well, this building wasn't here then. I guess across the street, I was taking an English class. And there was this professor, he was a murdik bal gaiva. It was like coming out of his ears and his nose, such gaiva. And he went on also for like 40 minutes with the whole pshetl and something. It was so convoluted. And I don't know, God, I just said, who told you that's the pshat? I didn't say the word pshat. I said, what kind of thing? That's not, who said that's not? I said, that's not, I don't think that's what it means at all. He went crazy. Like I said, what are you talking about? What kind of pshat is that? It was something from Thomas Hardy, I remember. He said such a ridiculous thing. He said this. Like he came up with something. So the Teretz is, he could say whatever pshat you want in Thomas Hardy. Is there pshat amiti? It's not chalila to be compared to Torah, but there's no end. Ein soif, God's mind is infinite. Paul Simon said, I was talking about my girlfriend. You want to learn something deeper into what I said? I'm telling you, I wasn't thinking about that at all. I know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And if the Baditcha would have told, if the wagon driver would hear this pshat that Baditcha had in him, the wagon driver would have said, I don't know, Rabbi, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not thinking about God. Like I was just in a hurry. But the Baditcha was saying the pshat amiti. It was the hezber amiti. Everybody else, she might look like she was some Persian princess. And by the way, the pshat that you could say in the wagon driver, that's a simple pshat, that he's just carrying this out by rote. That simple pshat, that's a good pshat. And you want to say that? It's miskabel toiv ma'od al pigashmis. In the world of Paul Simon and Thomas Hardy, why not? Why not? Why? You can say a pshat like that, al pigashmis. You can say a pshat like that. V'zoa hezba shekol echad yochel amad aleh olahav naisai. And everybody could understand that. Everybody could understand the simple pshat that the balagola is just a creature of habit. He's just a creature of habit. And Ramatul says, by the way, that's a good, you want to say a hezbe like that? That it's because of his chinuch? That it's because of his habits? That he, okay. Aval lemaisa ein zeh ha'emes. But lemaisa, it's not true. Ein zeh ha'emes. Ein zeh ha'emes. V'rak ha'moshel v'hester al ha'emes. It's only something which is, the pshat that was that you would say in Gashmias is only covering the truth. And that these tzaddikim had a deep understanding, where they were able to see something, to understand it in a way that other people couldn't. The same way that Reb Chaim Brisker was able to look at a Gemara and to see it in a way that other people couldn't see it. So the tzaddikim that saw a Jew, the sugya of a Jew, in a different way. V'chein leinenu, hine emes hi k'may shapiris linyanenu, not leinenu, linyanenu, hine ha'emes hi k'may shapiris zayis ha'rav ha'kodesh m'badish. The emes is what the Badishev has said. Shuhoy lo ha'soga amitis b'kedushas nishmais Yisrael. Because the Badishev had a true understanding of the Kedusha of a Jew. Kedushas Nishmas
Yisrael. He had a true understanding of that. Uchshetzadikim roes at tmimus shel Yehudi poshet. And when tzadikim like the Beditzu would see the tmimus of a simple Jew, how they did things like this wagon driver, roes or hakadusha, they would see the light of kedusha, habukeya v'zareachmina, that's shining, that's coming out, that's bursting out. V'sigu v'omdu al mahuso hamitis. And they were able to be masig the true mahus, and they saw this as an edus of what a Jew is. V'omnam b'vada yesh dvarim b'nyin kedushas Yisrael sh'nir b'chush she'en lehem shum hez b'gashmi. There are certain things about Jews, about kedushas Yisrael, that cannot be explained at all with a hez b'gashmi. What we were talking about, this story, you could try to explain it with a hez b'gashmi. But there are things that can't be explained. V'i'ev shel ha'zbar yisam rak al pi ruchnis. They cannot be explained al pi gashmis. They can only be explained al pi ruchnis. Okagoyin, for instance. Ma she'ein mevinim v'af echad eini yochel ha'zbar. We don't understand and no one can explain. Pesha hadover. Loma umas sa'olim sonim kol kachas Yisrael. Why is it that the Ummah Salim, the nations of the world, hate Jews so much? Why is it that they hate Jews so much? The Gamal Zekra, Ha Yahabishitas Vesbeim. There are many, many, many hundreds of thousands of books written about anti-Semitism. Many things are written. And Chazal say that Halacha Esav Sinas Yaakov, it's Halacha Esav Hates Yaakov. Sinai is a lashon of sinah, Shemisham Yad Sinah La'olam, that because we got the Torah, Sinai, they hate us, sinah. But after all of the explanations, Ulamaisa Hare Nisha Hadavar Kitaluma Nisteris. After all of the explanations, it's a Taluma Nisteris. As we speak, there are people that are coming up with new pshat in Sinas Yisrael. The new books that are being written. There was a guy that came out 2 or 3 years ago with a book this fat on Sinas Yisrael. Does he have some chedusha? Why do they hate us so much? What else is there to write about this Inyan? And there are going to be more and more books besides this book. There are going to be more books coming out. What's the Inyan of Sinas Yisrael? And after all the things that are written, it's Kitaluma Nisteris. It's still a secret. It's still a mystery. So let's say that all of the Pshatim is in Israel. And now there's a tremendous desire of Sinis Israel again in Europe, in places where even during the Milchama in Scandinavia, where we saw that there was a lot of help that was given to Jews. And it wasn't some Sinis Israel. So they're trying to figure, well, it must be because the Muslims moved over there. So the Muslims are making a Sinas Yisrael by the other goyim that live there. So they have to have new books written on the new Sinas Yisrael in Europe since the Muslims came. But the emes is that after all of the Rashi and Tosfos on this sugya of Sinas Yisrael, of anti-Semitism, it's still a Taluma Nisteris. It's a wonder. It's the oldest and most powerful hatred in the world. Every serious study that is done on this subject of hatred and racism shows that this is still the strongest, most prevalent, and powerful hatred in the world. You'd think that by now, the Muslims would have moved into first place, no? For what they're causing such a tumult in the world. Jews have been relatively quiet, you know, winning Nobel Prizes and so on, and things like that. But the Indian of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, so they'll blame it on that. The fact that the Muslims have been terrorizing the entire world, you'd think that the Muslims would go to first place. It's a far, far second, third place. I don't know what it is. It's a Taluma Nisteris. It's a mystery. So you could say that the reason, one of the most popular theories was because the Jews are snobs, and they hold themselves to be different, and they don't mix with anybody else.
They make themselves different. They have their own religion. They don't want to be with us. So that was a very popular pshat for 1,000 years. For more. We see the Bechush is not like that. See that the secular Jews and the Zionists, the non-religious Zionists in Eretz Yisrael, that they mix with everybody else and they talk and they dress and the culture, they're more westernized than people who live in the West, the secular Israelis. They're poor imitations of American and British and French. They're trying so hard not to be Jewish. He doesn't mean God forbid the mamash, but they act like the biggest goyim in the world. They're bigger goyim, they act like bigger goyim than the goyim themselves. And these secular Jews are more machnir in goyishkeit than the goyim themselves. They're more machnir in their goyishkeit. Whoever has seen this knows that it's true. They're more machnir in their goyishkeit. And still the nations of the world hate these same Jews, sinas mavis, a hatred. By from bilti musba klal, what do you want? They're more goyish than you. It's a tiny that they're not like you, they're different from you, that their religion is different. Mufuzim afari ben ham, the same shinas, ma'ayishim kedvar ha-melech, what do you want from them? And we see all the organizations in the world are only worried about the rights of the Arabs, who are the most primitive, who are still so primitive. You would think that since the Jewish people, regardless of whether they live here, there, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, that they're westernized, they're modern people. So you would think that the world would be more understanding and more accepting. The Arabs, that to a large extent have remained in their way of thinking, their way of dressing, and so on, have remained connected to the old world. The United Nations against Jews, the United Nations. So there have been many, many gashmias hesbeim for anti-Semitism. As brilliant as they sound, and as interesting as they are, they're all gashmias to hesbeim. And therefore they need to be constantly revised and updated. So what is the Hezber? Well, all of us know what the Hezber is. A Hezber is a hurak, and it's just soif, and b'nei bris, and miseri is so. The explanation is that soif, they're Jews. They're miseri is so. They're Jews. They come from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, period. Miseri is so. Hey, with a yarmulke, without a yarmulke. With Shabbos, eats in Yom Kippur, doesn't Yom Kippur. Wherever there's a Yaakov, it doesn't say a Frum Yaakov, doesn't say a Chassidish Yaakov, a Litvish Yaakov, a Sfaradish, an Ashkenazi Yaakov. Esav son is Yaakov, period. Yisrael afal pishachat Yisrael. And the Goyim know, they didn't learn the Gemara, but they know, that Yisrael afal pishachat Yisrael. They paskin that way even on Jews that were going to church. Yisrael afal pishachat, and if they had in their musik that he's a Jew, like by the Germans, even if you tell him he's not Jewish, his mother was Jew, but he himself converted. Or you say that the mother's not Jewish. You told the German, the mother's not Jewish, he's not Jewish, the father's Jewish. They had chumrus in Sinas Yisrael. No? Chumrus. As long as Amalek, as long as Esav identifies this person as a Jew, as Zeri Yisrael, Even though the mother's not Jewish, or he wasn't Megaya Kalocha, but if this person is identified as Eretz Yisrael in the mind of the guy, Halacha is a Sinis Yaakov. That's the psak. It's big chumras in Sinis Yisro. Tremendous chumras. Why? Because Yisrael afa pishachot Yisrael, because they taina, they're more machmir in that than us. They're machmir, Yisrael afa pishachot is Yisrael. He's a Jew. So somebody else would say, what kind of a Jew is he? What kind of a Jew? He eats on Yom Kippur. Apialoche, maybe you could say that he's mutilis anaisoi, a mitzvilis anaisoi. Maybe you're allowed to hate him. In other words, maybe he no longer has a din of Yisrael. So a Jew might say, this other Jew doesn't have a din of Yisrael. He eats on Yom Kippur. He was raised in yeshiva, and afa pichen, he eats on Yom Kippur. He doesn't have a din of Yisrael. And the guy comes and says, no, we paskin is Yisrael. We paskin luchum is Yisrael. And the Bezdin says to the guy, you don't have to kill this guy. Trust us, he's not a Jew. He's a Min, he's not Bikurus. He's a Rosha. He's a Moise. He's everything. The Bezdin tells the guy, you don't have to kill him. He's not one of us. He's out. And the guy says, no. Yisrael afla pishachat Yisrael. Yisrael afla pishachat Yisrael. He's miser Yisrael. So it's unbelievable. There's no explanation in Gashmis for that. There's no Gashmis. Well, Ish Yehudi Yesh Kedusha Gedol Kokach Shafilo Yom Yavayt Yoyman V'layla Lekev Zakedusha Mimena L'yal Hadav Abiyodah. As long as he's an Ish Yehudi, no matter how hard he tries to get dressed up for Purim, to look like a guy, he's still a Jew. Kisav Sav Yesh L'Nisham Kedosha Nekudah Siyahad Shubar L'yich B'loy L'mvad. The Nakuda of Kedusha doesn't go out. Only with this Seichel, the Seichel Gashmi identifies this person as a Jew, even though he might not be a Jew. The one whose mother is not Jewish. They're just making a mistake in what it means, Zer Yisrael. But if they understand, if they think that somebody is Mizera HaYehudim, then we have to get rid of him. Even though the Jew himself will say, I couldn't care less about Yiddishkeit. And the guy will say, no, the guy feels this, and paskins, you're a Jew. And the Jew says, I'm telling you, I haven't done a mitzvah my whole life. I never once put on film. I couldn't care less. I hang out my whole life. I married a guy, I live with a guy. I couldn't care less about Jews. No, we paskins, you're a Jew. There are stories we have from as recent as the Holocaust where there were Jews who were like this, where at the last second that they were there was such a hisaris of their Ahavas Yisrael, the Zavais with the Sefer Torah in one of the villages, where the mayor over there, the mayor of that town was a Jew, but a Geshmad who had converted, and he didn't have anything to know, that he made the lives of the Jews miserable. The mayor there was a Jew that was Geshmad, hungry, Geshmad. And the Germans knew that he was a Jew, and the Germans took out the Sefer Torah from the shul and they threw it on the ground, and they made a whole thing that they told the mayor to go and to stomp on the Sefer Torah. This Jew who was Gishmat, the mayor. And this was seen, there were people that survived. There were a lot of people there. And he said, I can't do that. And the Germans went crazy. He said, so we told you to stop. Well, we're going to kill you. He said, you can kill me. I'm not going to do that. And the people that were there, when they spoke, the other Jews, this guy gave them such a hard time. The mayor. He's a Jew. So it could be they paskin, he's not Jewish. But it came out, it was Mizgala that he's a Jew. K'mayichay, Mashakol Choykrei history also. All the historians, V'chachmi HaTev Mispalim, Eichoy L'Klayisol Kiyim Magolos Aruch Hazeh. How is it that the Jews are still alive? So all the big historians also, a lot of books written. How do you explain the existence of the Jewish people? All kinds of shitas and theories. Every now and then there's a new theory. There's a lot of shitas. They're all gashmistic shitas. Nobody could say bebiur. How could this be? According to all the Chukei HaTeva, how is it that the Jewish people are still alive? Apichukei HaTeva.
With all the pshetlach, hagashmi is the pshetlach. Shekla Yisrael Haim, next page, 21. Near dofim mikol hatzdodim begashmi zavaruchnias. Va'ayivrim alei in nisyonis, algabin nisyonis. Va'harbe with all the tzoros, all the nisyonis. Va'habi matzodim koshim ma'oid. Va'dayin yeshlam kiyim begolus v'mischaskim bihadusa. They're still holding on. All of the waters of the world, the rivers and oceans of the world can't extinguish this fire of a Jew. Of this Jew, of that Jew. But not of Am Yisrael, can't be extinguished. It's a wonder. The wonder of all wonders. Shebedor hazeh shel ikvus the Mashiach adain am bnei Yisrael machzikim bedalsim b'munus. They're still Jews now. It's the biggest pell in the world that they're Jews still. They keep mitzvahs. Vein oid am kezeh ba'olim sheshayim mesayisim achukim sheshamul lufnei shloishes lofim shana bli shum shinu. That there are no people in the world that are still keeping the same for 3,000 years that they had, that with everything that hasn't changed. Vein hamaduba be'ezer uma primitivis. We're not talking about kamo indianim hagerim be'ezer. Shmur Nidachas reservation. We're not talking about primitive people that they find somewhere on a reservation or by the Amazon River that nobody never saw the internet. You understand? That they're primitive people that are living somewhere in some tropical island. How come they're doing the same dance that they did 1,000 years ago? We're talking about people who are the most advanced, intelligent people on earth. Am Yisrael. Intelligent, educated people. Were involved in everything in the modern world. Still putting a thousand tefillin. And they're making a seder like 3,000 years ago. And they're not doing it stam just to be yotzei. They're doing with hislavus and with feeling, with emotion, with caring. Of course, not all of Klal Yisrael is like this. Many thousands of Jews that are the way that it was kept from Sinai, with more hidurim and drabonins and all kinds of menhagim. Even more than was kept thousands of years ago. Im kol atanoim, im kol ha-messoyer, with everything, with the whole messoyer. V'ayim yizesh, kedushas Yisrael, hi kedusha neirov and his gover b'yoyser. The Baditshu was saying the pshat ha-amiti, the hezbar ha-amiti in kedushas Yisrael, that the kedusha is neirov and his gover. She'ein yuchem lahostig l'varzos, there's no explanation in Gashmias. There's no explanation in Gashmias. As we said at the very beginning, there is a kedusha that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh yesh me'ayin called Nishmas Yisrael that was created before the world was created. B'shvil Yisrael, gracious Baruchim, it's higher than this whole world. And therefore, the bottom line is that there's no hezber in this world that could explain what a Jew is, because a Jew comes higher from a place that's higher than the whole Bria. And Kadosh Baruch Hu created such a thing called Nishmas Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh. Hashem created such a bria that could see the light through the darkness. He'll be able to be mezgaber. And all the nisyonis in our generation, the nisyonis. What we understand is only a tiny drop. But tzaddikim mevinu zayis b'ayfen amayk v'nal yoyis. But the Baditshu, the Tzaddikim, they understood this in the deepest, deepest way. The Pshat HaAmiti, what a Jew is and what Am Yisrael is.